My few weeks to polish up the Kantos turned into 10 months of obsessive labor. I shut off most of the rooms in the house, keeping only the tower room on Deneb Dry, the exercise room on Lussus, the kitchen, and the bathroom raft on Mare Infinitus. I worked a straight 10 hours a day, took a break for some vigorous exercise, followed by a meal and a nap, and then returned to my writing table for another 8-hour stint. It was similar to the time 5 years before when I was recovering from my stroke, and it sometimes took an hour or a day for a word to come to me, for a concept to sink its roots into the firm soil of language. Now it was an even slower process as I agonized over the perfect word, the precise rhyme scheme, the most playful image, and the most ineffable analog to the most elusive emotion. After 10 standard months, I was done, acknowledging the ancient aphorism to the effect that no book or poem is ever finished, merely abandoned. "What do you think?" I asked Terenna as she read through the first copy. Her eyes were blank bronze discs in that week's fashion, but this did not hide the fact that there were tears there. She brushed one away. "It's beautiful," she said. "I tried to rediscover the voice of some of the ancients," I said, suddenly shy. "You succeeded brilliantly." "The Heaven's Gate interlude is still rough," I said. "It's perfect." "It's about loneliness," I said. "It is loneliness." "Do you think it's ready?" I asked. "It's perfect. A masterpiece." "Do you think it'll sell?" I asked. "No fucking way." They planned an initial run of 70 million hard facts copies of Kantos. Transline ran ads throughout the datasphere, placed HTV commercials, transmitted software inserts, successfully solicited blurbs from best-selling authors, made sure it was reviewed in the new New York Times book section and the TC2 review, and generally spent a fortune on advertising. The Kantos sold 23,000 hard facts copies during the first year it was in print. At 10% royalties of the 12MK cover price, I earned back 13,800 MK of my 2 million MK advance from Transline. The second year saw a sale of 638 hard facts copies. There were no datasphere rights sold, no Holly options, and no book tours. What the Kantos lacked in sales, it made up for in negative reviews. "Indecipherable, archaic, irrelevant to all current concerns," said the Times book section. "M. Silenus has committed the ultimate act of non-communication," wrote Urban Capri in the TC2 review, "by indulging himself in an orgy of pretentious obfuscation." Marmon Hamlet on AllNet Now issued the final death blow. "Oh, the poetry thing from What's-His-Name. Couldn't read it, didn't try." Terenna Wingreen Fief did not seem concerned. 2 weeks after the first reviews and hard facts returns came in, a day after my 13-day binge ended, I farcast to her office and threw myself into the black flow foam chair which crouched in the center of the room like a velvet panther. One of Tau Ceti Center's legendary thunderstorms was going on, and Jovian-sized lightning crashes were rending the blood-tinged air just beyond the invisible containment field. "Don't sweat it," said Tyrena. This week's fashions included a hairdo which sent black spikes thrusting half a meter above her forehead, and a body field opacitor which left shifting currents of color concealing and revealing the nudity beneath. The first run only amounted to 60,000 fax transmits, so we're not out much there. "You said 70 million were planned," I said. "Yeah, well, we changed our minds after Transline's resident AI read it." I slumped lower in the flow foam. Even the AI hated it? The AI loved it, said Tarina. That's when we knew for sure that people were going to hate it. I sat up. Couldn't we have sold copies to the Technocore? We did, said Tarina. One. The millions of AIs there probably real-time shared it the minute it came in over Fatline. Interstellar copyright doesn't mean shit when you're dealing with silicon. All right, I said, slumping. What next? Outside, lightning bolts the size of old Earth's ancient superhighways danced between the corporate spires and cloud towers. Tarina rose from her desk and walked to the edge of the carpeted circle. Her body field flickered like electrically charged oil on water. Next, she said, you decide if you want to be a writer or the world web's biggest jerk-off. What? You heard me. Tarina turned and smiled. Her teeth had been capped to gold points. A contract allows us to recover the advance in any way we have to. Seizing your assets at Interbank, recovering the gold coins you've got hidden on Homefree, and selling that gaudy Farcaster house would about do it. And then you can go join the other artistic dilettantes and dropouts and mental cases that sad King Billy collects on whatever outback world he lives on.